Hello, everyone. My name is Tony Stafford, and I'm your host tonight for the City of Dreams Leadership Call. This is a prelude to the actual recording just to set up the call. We have a number of special guests. There was a great early part of the call where just leaderships talked, and I took that and put it at the end so that you could enjoy that afterwards. I didn't want everybody that maybe didn't want to listen to that to have to go through maybe 3 or 4 minutes of exciting just a general conversation. So,
all aboard! All aboard for the City of Dreams. Thanks for joining us on our journey to the City of Dreams tonight. My name is Tony Stafford, and I am your conductor on your journey. As you all know, in the City of Dreams, all things are possible, and in the City of Dreams, there are simply more opportunities. Our topic tonight will be the DWG International Conference conference that we had in Las Vegas. We're going to review that with special guest Rod Yank. Say hello, Rod.
Hello. How is everybody?
We have another group of leaders that attended the conference and other people, and we're going to have them speak about what they just got from the conference. But this is going to be an exciting call tonight. We got a lot of information we're going to share. We hope that you have pencil and paper on hand to take notes. This is the 9th in a series of leadership calls. The first call in January was on dreaming and making dreams come true with special guest Kevin Cutter. And Kevin taught us that the first secret of self-made millionaires is simple. They dream bigger dreams. The second call in February was on List All Your Capital and Multi-Level Marketing with special guest David Hull. And we learned that managing your list is how you go from stealth to success in your business. The third call in March was a really important call. It was called Taking It to the Streets. And on that, we had the leaders that were in Daytona Bike Week. We learned there that there were many ways of taking it to the streets, from the simplest venue of polishing a ring to a high-profile show like Daytona Bike Week. And the fourth week was Director Freedom Unit Vacations with special guests that were on that Jamaica trip for free. And we learned that, you know, everyone has the opportunity to take a trip to Mexico this year, and there's still a great opportunity, and I think we'll be covering a little bit of that later in the call. The fifth call in May was Business Techniques for Success with special guest Ken May. Ken taught us that DWG business is like a business, and when you treat it like a business, you'll get business results. He also taught us about managing your inventories for success. The sixth call in June was the new recruiting call, and that was the corporate call with Rod Yank and Michael Yank and Kevin Cutter. Rod introduced the new appearance and enhancement package. This was a big part of our conference, so you're going to hear a lot more about that. Michael introduced a new compensation plan on how we can be promoted from director to area executive all the way through international executive. The seventh call was one of my favorites. It's a topic that I really like. It's called Personal Development for Success with special guest Joshua Weah. Joshua is a personal development enthusiast, and he taught us that personal development is key to strengthening our beliefs and keeping enthusiasm in our business and all that we do. The eighth call we did in August was using the leadership call and the web training to bring in new distributors. We learned that everything that you need to know to bring in new distributors is available if you just know where to look. And the first place is to go to your sponsor. From there, you need to know about your distributor kit and what's in that. And then you can go to the website, drywarcity.com, and go through the leadership calls, and there was many examples and testimonials. All these incredible calls are available to you on the City of Dreams website at drywarcity.com. Our topic tonight, the DWG International Leadership Call Review with Rod Yank. Rod is a visionary, and he needs no introduction. However, I want to read to you what the City of Dreams website says about dreaming and Rod Yank, because I think it reflects on the character of this great leader. And I quote, "All aboard and join us in the City of Dreams." Martin Luther King once said, "I have a dream and the world changed forever." This is powerful. You too can do the same, but you must first dream and then make those dreams, take action to make those dreams come true. Rod Yank spends a lot of time in the City of Dreams. He dreams of better and easier products to use. He dreams of better opportunity for financial independence for all people, regardless of race, religion, sex, education, or current financial circumstances. He is a dreamer. He dreams of DWG International doing $100 million in a quarterly sales. He is known as a visionary, and visionaries turn dreams into reality over and over again. Welcome, Rod.
Well, thank you, Tony. And first of all, I just would like to say it's a privilege and honor to be able to be on this call and to be able to communicate with all of you, especially after our very successful conference. You know, a lot of people feel that conferences, because of the image of them, are hype, and there's not a lot of reason to go. All you're going to hear is a bunch of rah, 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 and that in fact, is part of the industry that we're in. However, we kind of segue away from that because, first of all, we don't have to hype anybody up about our products. So it's important to understand that the products speak for themselves, or better yet, the salesperson's in the bottle. The next thing is that we, again, have a way that people can go out and make money a lot of different ways, whether it's retailing the product, whether it's detailing the business, or whether it is residual income, whether it's wholesale income. Whatever it is, there's a vast amount of possibilities that you could accomplish with our particular company. But a lot of people really forget a lot of things that they take for granted. First of all, water. Water is a vanishing resource. It's not going to get better. It just isn't. No matter how much rain or water we get, because of geometric growth of populations, there's going to be water difficulties. Right now, they are very concerned about the snowpack again in the Rockies this coming winter. And they're worried about it in Hawaii. They're worried about it in a lot of different places. But that's just one aspect. Water is a crusade, and we conserve it, and we do a great job. In the last 14 years, over 50 billion gallons of water, and approximately saving 5 to 6 billion gallons a year at this present rate we're at right now. But that's just one part of it. The other part of it is when you search for an opportunity, being able to have something that's unique, exclusive, different, something that people are interested in instantly when they see it, and a product and a company where you cannot saturate the marketplace. It is virtually impossible to saturate the marketplace. I don't care if every single car in Nevada and California and wherever you're calling from right now are dirty or clean. As soon as you clean them, the evolution will set in where that vehicle will be dirty again. That paint over a period of time will deteriorate. The elements, whether it's tree sap, whether it's bugs, whether it's sun, whether it's cold, whether it's salt, no matter what it is, vehicle appearance is important. Vehicle protection is more important, because if you don't protect the paint, with your product, eventually the elements are going to get to it and you end up with a badly damaged looking vehicle regardless of the circumstances. Waxes, polishes in today's marketplace just don't take care of the vehicle the way that they used to. Easy way to remember that old day before dry wash and guard came along. You wax your vehicle. The first wax job lasts you maybe 6 months to a year, depending on the wax, the paint, everything else. But the second time you wax it, 3-4 months later, it needs it again. The third time you wax it, 2 months later, it looks like it needs waxing again, because eventually that paint's deteriorating. And I don't need to go into the reasons, but what I do need to go into is the saturation point. It is impossible to saturate our marketplace. No matter how many products are out there, how many vehicles are out there, the circumstances are just the way that we are just in a unique situation. Not carrying our product line into a home, because what do you do in the home every week or most too? You clean that home. You clean those mirrors. You clean those windows. You know, you take care of that home. So, again, there is virtually no way to saturate the marketplace. So what we did at this particular conference was move in a direction of letting people understand the easy part really is making the demonstration, getting the wow out of people. And we're good at that. But we need to take it a step further. And the step further is getting that person to get involved with the company either as a customer or either as a distributor at dealer level or understanding the manager level or even the quick start level. Some people are happy with the 20% off. Some people want the 30. Some people want the 40. The people that want the 40% off, you need to look at them very carefully, because usually those are the type of people that want to get to the top, see the 40% discount, they want it. They understand that there's a retail aspect of the business, there's a detail aspect of the business, meaning service income, but they fully, really understand how easy it is to bring other people into the business. Do they really understand that it's possible for a little gal in Hawaii that Joshua is with right now, over 90 days, to bring in 100 brand new distributors to DWG International with her and her husband? How do they do it? Well, quite simply, they use our appearance enhancement package that we call the RT44 now, or the AEPP, whichever you want to call it. The point is, it is a recruiting tool. It's a great first beginning stage of introducing somebody to our great product line. It's simple to use. It's explainable. And the best part of it is you can get a $50 value free, or you're still welcome to go pay $40 to $45, depending on sales tax, shipping, and handling. The point is, what we tried to accomplish at the conference was getting people to understand that that's really step one of getting somebody, whatever way they can, to have our product line through this particular package. The package is in 4-ounce bottles, so it is consumed rather quickly. The key element, though, that really is the easy part that people don't understand is this is a very natural progression for each and every person. And I want you to think back when you got your new car, if you got one, or it was a used car, or it was new to you, or it was a new truck, an SUV, it doesn't matter, a new boat, it doesn't matter. You're proud of it, you like it, you're enthused with it, you're very enthusiastic. The first thing that you want to do besides try it out yourself, drive it around or whatever, you got to show it to somebody. You absolutely have to show it to somebody. You can't stand it. That's just human behavior. So what happens in the same principle is when somebody is shown a product and they have waxed a car before, they've had it done, and it took forever, and it took a lot of elbow grease, and you had to wash it first, everything else, and it didn't conserve water and all that. The point is, those were the old days. But when dry wash and guard comes along, it opens up a whole new bastion on the horizon for somebody with excitement. They're excited with what just happened with their new vehicle, their motorcycle. It doesn't matter. The very first time you used the product or you saw the demonstration, you got excited. But when you personally used that product, you became more used to the product. You became to realize that it is easy to do. You couldn't believe how that vehicle looked at the very end when it was done. And the natural instinct for each and every person, and I know it happened to you, is I got to show somebody. Might be your wife, might be your brother, might be your father, might be the neighbor next door, might be a teacher, might be anybody that you know within breathing distance, you just got to show it to them. One reason is you can't believe how great your vehicle looks. The other one is you can't believe how easy it was. And you're excited about that, and you share it with somebody. Well, that is truly the basis of network marketing or direct sales marketing and how it works. However, with all other products, whether they're pills, they're lotions, potions, it really doesn't matter, whatever they are, it doesn't matter. You have to really convince somebody to take that product or use that product. Your skin's going to feel better. Your hair is going to be better. You're going to feel better. You're going to lose weight. You're going to gain weight. You're going to love these brushes for your hair. You're going to love these candles. It's a complete different emotion with a vehicle. Think about it. When a vehicle is dirty, just doesn't seem to run as well. But you go to the car wash in the old days and you washed it and you waxed and polished it and now you're driving down the street and it looks great. It just seems to run better. It's all psychological because what has occurred is you're enthused with the appearance of your vehicle and everything about it is just better. Well, what we tried to do at the conference and which we accomplished, was instead of us getting up and talking and talking and talking, we had panel after panel after panel of distributors sitting up on stage explaining how they recruited 100 people in 90 days, how they can recruit 20, 30 people in 30 days, how they can recruit 10 people, how they can sign up quick start directors, how they bring in managers, how they take a brand new distributor that all of a sudden got the distributor kit with the enhancement package and thinking that they're just going to buy at 20% off and converting them into somebody that sees the big picture. And as Tony started this message off, this conference call, and all the other segments that he's had relates to dreams. Well, I had a meeting yesterday with Brian Thayer, Michael Yank, Alan Dunn, and we were all in the office, and we were talking about the RT-44, how great it is. Brian did an excellent job in helping us put it all together and getting it out in the marketplace. But the one thing that we haven't accomplished is the communication back to the person that just got their new distributor kit or their recruiting tool by the sponsor. We're great at getting people involved, but have we really taken the emotion to the step where it needs to go where somebody could be successful? And that's really what the conference did. By being able to have panels of distributors there, it was invaluable, invaluable training that went on that you could only get at a conference, where you could have the camaraderie of all the other distributors asking different questions, questions that you might ask, or maybe questions that you wouldn't even think about that somebody else brought up. And all this became reality at a conference. It became, and we've already got our surveys in, it became one of the most effective conferences we ever had. Did we have enough distributors there? No. But the point is, it gave us a new track to run on, a new way to be more effective in a conference in having people come to reality with understanding on the real nuts and bolts of how it works. People that are really successfully doing it, how are they doing it? You know, now we've introduced a bonus pool, and the bonus pool has significant money in it. $14,000 a month this first month, and this is part of that first month right now. At the end of the month, there's going to be 10 distributors that get part of this $14,000. We have it so refined that we know exactly this morning who the 10 top people are. Actually, we took it down to the end. we know where every distributorship stands in this bonus pool ahead of time. Why? Because Ben Bloomston in Florida, working our office down there in the computer section, has been able to write the program and look at everything in conjunction with what we have, and we know what we see and what's going on, and it's surprising. And I'll give you some statistics. Four of the top 10 winners had been in the business this year. Actually, I think the earliest one was February of this year. Two of the top people have been in since September. In other words, last month. They caught the vision. They got the recruiting tool. They went out and they accomplished things that are absolutely incredible, not truly understanding exactly what's going on. One thing in common, they all had communication with their sponsor. They listened to everything that happened. They all became Quick Start directors. And right now, this 6th of October, they're in contention for, let's just say close to $8,000 between the three of them. Interesting. But the 10 top people, it's really interesting in looking at what happened. It's also interesting to note that every single one of them were at the conference. Now, life leaves clues, but those are significant figures that you need to understand. The bonus pool is designed to give the people who are putting in the sweat equity, working the business, the rewards each and every month. And each and every month they can be part of that bonus pool. Yes, there's bonuses, Quick Start Director bonuses, RT44 purchase bonuses, if your distributor is within 30 days of signing up when they became a Quick Start Director, when they bought products or whatever they did. The point is, there's ways to even earn bonus points. And even with the bonus points, in the circumstances, we still already have this criteria that we're looking at. So we know firsthand the conference was totally successful. We know the people have already gone out in the marketplace from the conference, and they're using what they learned to their advantage in their area, and they're doing the two things that we do. They're demonstrating our great products. They're talking about the opportunity. Two opportunities. One opportunity to become a distributor and build an organization and get residual income and be part of the bonus, or just become a distributor to get 20% off and use the products. Either way, it works the same. And the reason it works the same is what I talked about at the start of this call. Because they're enthusiastic with the people they bring in the business. They're enthusiastic, and they can immediately go out, show people how their vehicle looks, and their business is growing. The people that got in the business were already finding out, just looking at the business itself as a 20% discount, not really interested in residual income, have switched sides. All of a sudden, because they went and showed their vehicle to somebody, and they told them about the package they got, they got it for free, $50 worth of product, by becoming a distributor and being able to get 20% off. All of a sudden, those people they're showing it to became enthused with what they got, and they wanted the same thing. And all of a sudden, the light bulb goes off to this distributor that thought they just wanted 20% off to look at a whole new picture. And that really is the vision, and that's the dream. Because, see, the real vision is to be moving tens of thousands of these brand new RT44s each and every month, whatever way, whether it's retail, whether it's wholesale, whether it's a new distributor, doesn't matter. The point is to move tens of thousands of them. And then these people who are purchasing them, using the products, not understanding a lot, going and showing somebody else what happened, And there the cycle starts to make a full circle. However, the disadvantage to what I'm talking about is the communication factor. Is the sponsor communicating with each and every person they've signed up? Is the person who sold that new AEPT, the appearance enhancement package, who sold it retail, have they contacted that person back to find out they've used the product and who they showed it to? Those two things alone will build an incredible organization and an incredible amount of residual income. Right now is the beginning of a new start. The new bonus pool just went into effect. I gave you some figures that we already have got that are really exciting, where we're seeing brand new distributors in the bonus pool, in contention. That's exciting because that means that, you know, a brand new distributor might be getting a bonus check of $4,000, of $3,000, of $2,000, or $1,000, or even if it's $100 or $200. The point is they're going to see the results with a reward of something they accomplished over a 30-day period. And hopefully they can duplicate that and their organization duplicate it. And the best part of this is, if you have an organization below you, and that organization is part of the bonus pool, automatically it is increased your residual income. The best thing that you would want is to have 10 of your downline distributors winning that bonus pool. Because that means your personal residual income check and your upline will go up in that 30-day period. So that really is the power of the bonus pool that was unveiled at the conference. There was a lot of other things that happened at the conference that were really important. Each and every speaker did exceptional. Our guest speaker, I mean, he was absolutely incredible. So incredible, his 45-minute speech went to an hour and 15 minutes. And by the way, why? Because Michael Yank sent him with nothing attached to it, UPS directly to his house, an AEPP, or RT-44. It sat around for 2 weeks. He did nothing, and then he read it. He had an old Packard outside, went out and did it, couldn't believe it, called his manager. Where did I get this stuff? How did it get here? And the manager laughed and said, that DWG conference you're going to in September, that's their product. He was so enthused that after he spoke, he stayed through the entire end of the conference, communicating with distributors, management, staff, everything. Usually a speaker spends their 45 minutes, that's it. John took an hour and 15 minutes of his time because he was so enthused of what we have and what we offer. We truly do have the opportunity to make financial dreams come true for anybody, whether they're a dealer, whether they're a manager, whether they are a director, whether they work up the ladder to an international, getting those infinity bonuses. We truly have the opportunity because at the grassroots, the heart of it, the brand new person that tries our product is going to show it to somebody else. Our challenge is to make sure that we communicate with that person that we sold the product to find out what happened when they showed their product, meaning their vehicle that they clean, or their home, or their glass, or their windows, or their mirrors, or their carpet, or their leather vinyl, or whatever it is. The point is, they need to be communicated with by somebody. If we can convey that, we're going to have an incredible opportunity, an incredible amount of money going out to distributors, and tens of thousands of people's financial dreams will be coming true each and every day. Back to you, Tony.
Wow, Rod, you know, I listening to Jim, Jim Adams said there were three things we needed to know in conjunction with the AEPP or the RT-44, and that was follow-up, 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 and you've echoed that a number of times, and truly that's the, if I don't know the number of times I know distributors that go out and find a new customer every time they want to sell a bottle, and it's astounding when they have books, stacks of books with all these people just to follow up and keep their business going and the opportunity, and then a list of people that they can get referrals from. You know, you covered most of everything I was thinking about, but one of the things, and you did cover this too, but you spoke at length about enthusiasm, and you spoke about it here. Is there something more that you wanted to share with us about enthusiasm? And I know that it's so important in the business that even a novice can go into this business to get enthusiasm and almost not fail.
Well, you know, I'm enthusiastic each and every time I demonstrate the product. I have been for 15 years, and I will be until I go to the Lord. I mean, that's just the way that it is. I get excited when I demonstrate the product. I did it today. Went to lunch with some people and went back outside the restaurant. They were getting their vehicle. I said, hey, come over to my vehicle. I want to show you something. And I did it today. I do it whenever I get the opportunity. I'm enthusiastic about it, but let's look at it realistically. Everybody is really enthusiastic about the product if we open that door. Enthusiasm is the heart of the business. Enthusiasm is the heart of your drive. Enthusiasm is your dream. Enthusiasm is your vision. Enthusiasm is your goal, and that enthusiasm becomes more engulfed in your dream as you reach those pinnacles of success along your road to whatever you want to accomplish. Each and every time you do that, you get enthused. But see, it goes back to the basic premise why we started this product line. A clean car just has you more enthusiastic. That's just one of those things. No matter what, it will take you out of depression if it looks really great. It could keep you depressed if it looks bad. The people that I was with today for lunch, one of them said to me, you know, I didn't even know that you were involved in this type business because it was on something completely else, but I knew that we were going to meet, and I was ashamed because my car is so dirty. I mean, they were ashamed that their car was dirty, and they didn't even know me or what we were involved in because this is a complete different meeting that I was at today. Nothing to do with DWG, but I put DWG in the business. And by the way, that person has a 16-ounce bottle of Ultra Ion with a pumper and a buffing towel. Quite simply, enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the heartbeat of your life. If you're not enthusiastic, then you're sitting around and you're missing life. You're sitting around depressed, or you're sitting around wondering what you're going to do. You're in stress. You're everything else. But you show me a person that's super enthusiastic. They've got a vision. They've got a dream. They've got a goal because they're excited about something. And whatever it is, it could be buying a dress. It could be going to the mall. It could be walking outside looking at their green lawn or watching a tree blossom on a blossom on a tree coming, or a rose opening up. But they're enthusiastic about it. Be enthusiastic when you make those demonstrations, and you'll find out your attitude, but more importantly, the people's attitude that are listening to you, that enthusiasm will become very infectious. More so when they go try the product and they're all enthused, who are they going to show now? Back to you, Tony.
Yeah, I think Kevin Cutter said at the conference a sale occurs when there's a transfer of enthusiasm, and that's so important for us to keep that in mind. You know, at this point, I was going to go around and have to share some of the things that some of the people have shared. But, you know, I thought maybe, Rod, if you're up to taking a couple of questions from some of the people.
Well, sure.
Okay. Why don't we just open it up for one or two questions, and then I'd like to get some feedback from some of the people that were at the conference, what they got specifically for the conference. Anybody want to ask a question first?
Let me start with Joshua Way. I'm still on.
Hi, Josh.
Great.
What's your question?
Not really a particular question, but I wanted to kind of piggyback on what Rod is sharing with everybody right now about being enthusiastic about what you have. I know I'm on vacation here on the yacht with the rest of my people here, my wife, Gretchen, Rolinda, and Lavelle Harris, sitting across here from an ice cream parlor enjoying life. But before we pulled off for Boca Grande this morning, I went to send out postcards, and that led into the guy there asking a question. Explain to me what is your waterless car wash, because I was wearing one of my golf shirts with a waterless car wash sign on it, rather patch on it. And I said, I can explain it to you in 30 minutes or show you in 30 seconds. And he said, show me in 30 seconds. Went inside the yard, picked up a RT-44 AEPP, did the demonstration, sold right on the spot. And I established that person right now as a customer and potential distributor at that location, because I'm going to be following up and talking about how he can come into the business as a quick start director. But it occurred as a result of a transfer of enthusiasm. No matter where you are, guys, we have a treasure in our hands that nobody else has. And I began to look around me because of the wealth that is around me, being exposed to it from this trip. And I said to myself, I asked myself the question, what is the difference between those who live a life of abundance and those who settle for a life of scarcity or mediocrity? And I concluded there are three things. One, desire. And number two, determination. Number three, commitment. A desire to be above average. A determination for one to change his personal circumstances or status in life. And number three, a commitment to build a protective wall, if you will, of abundance around you and your family that nobody else can touch. And we have it, folks, with DWG International and our incredible product line, Dry Washing Guard. So I like to conclude here by saying that let's take advantage of what we have in our hands. We've barely scratched the surface. We have a tool that is going to catapult our business to a higher level that we've never, never dreamt of, but it's in our hands. We can choose to do what we want with it. Back to you, Tony.
Great, Joshua. I appreciate you. And look at that. While we got you on the call, and I was going to cover this later on, but John Alston, incredible job. As Rod had said, I mean, I think everybody would echo the same thing. When he was speaking, you could have heard a pin drop. Nobody talked. Nobody. It was amazing for an hour and 15 minutes at the attention that John commanded by his presence and his eloquent speaking. Truly, there's no way that I can begin to bring to you or Rod or anybody else the level that he thought you had to be there to get that. But we're going to be reviewing one of his books in November, aren't we, Joshua?
Yes, indeed. We're going to be reviewing the book entitled Stuff Happens, Then You Fix It. We're going to be reading that book next month. So, in fact, I was talking to Dream Builders this afternoon. We will be having those books shipped out to those of you who are on the automatic shipment. But if you have gotten the book from the conference, I would encourage that you start reading the book right away. It's a phenomenal publication. Some of the stuff that he taught from stage, it's right in that book as well.
Great. And they can stay tuned to Global Email and VoiceCom for announcements when exactly that call will take. Right, Joshua?
Yes, indeed they can, but we'd like to encourage everyone to focus on this month of October. We have Michael Klaus, who's going to be on the call with us on the 24th of this month. That information is already out on Global Email.
And previous versions of that are recorded on the Dry War City website, and you can go to Book of the Month Club on my tab and listen to the previous ones, and we would encourage you all to join in that. Let's get back to Rod while we've got him here. Do we have any other specific questions from anybody before we go to the panel members?
Cliff Griffiths in Cottonwood, Southern California, has a question.
Okay.
Go ahead. Rod, when's the next conference, and where's it going to be? I'm ready.
we're still evaluating the surveys that we've put out when people want the conference. We're trying to hit a happy medium. Some feel that September is a month they need to be finishing and doing their shows, and others say January would be great. Others say the big shows are in January. So we're really trying to figure out the best time, and it'll be announced, but we are going to be doing a regional in California in January. That much I'm pretty sure that they're going to try and get that put together. You'll hear more about it on voice. Are you on VoiceCom?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you'll hear it on VoiceCom when we finally figure out exactly what we're going to do. I know this. We're going to support distributors every possible way we can, and we're going to try to do everything that we can to significantly increase their mailbox income. The bonus pool's just to start.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Do we have another question? Okay, why don't we go around to some of the panel members. Leonette, why don't you tell us what you got out of this that you're going to take back to the business?
Well, one of the things that I discovered is that there's obviously multiple ways to be able to show the product. And one of the big things is what you have already heard on this call is the enthusiasm. That's something that typically I don't end up necessarily always paying attention to until somebody says to me, "Wow, you must really like this product. You love to show the product." I do love to show the product. But in understanding that the enthusiasm is out there, the one thing that I got from the conference that was, I think, pretty valuable to me is I have been using the, I'm going to use the new name, Rod, RT44s, to be able to share with distributors how they can get into the business, get 20% off. And one of the things I got from Rolinda Harris is that really, when I end up telling people you can sign up for $36.95 and you get this $39.95 value, you know, absolutely free, I didn't take into account, well, there's also the free buffing towel in there. There is also in the distributor kit is worth $36.95 itself. Plus, in our distributor kit is a $59.95 MLM Letter Pro program that Dream Builder sells for $59.95. You're really getting almost $150 value. Now, like Rolinda would say, you've got to be crazy not to sign up as a distributor. So that's the one thing I got. And one other thing I got is having some verbiage. If you have a booth or even if you're demoing the product somewhere, asking the question, do you got water spots? You know, kind of like, do you got milk? Do you got water spots? Yeah, that's one of the keys to Hawaii's success, because they have lots of water spots and people go crazy. I know that happens here in Northern California also. Anyway, back to you, Tony.
Great. Thanks for sharing that, Leanne. Patrick, you're one of our City of Dreams recruiting contest winners, and you were at the conference. What did you pull back from the conference specifically best?
Well, Tony, I think one of the things that I got out of it was the fact that the enthusiasm of all the distributors that were there. And I think listening to VoiceCom in the last few days, you can see this has been carried on from the conference, and that's one of the great things about the conferences. Is it builds that enthusiasm, which Rod was talking about, and they're carrying it back into the field and into their distributorships. And I think this is part of the most wonderful thing about the conferences is it jacks you up, so to speak, and puts you on the right track.
I know you were excited to be at the conference and then to have the results that you got from the conference, but most people don't know that you almost missed the conference for some medical things, and you were excited just to be there and then to get everything you got. Amazing.
Well, that's true. In fact, I just found out today that medical problem is going to be taken care of on the 19th of this month. So,
well, we'll be in our prayers. So,
thank you.
Griff, are you out there?
No, I'm here.
Griff Griffin, the Patrick's brother. What a pair you guys are. What was it that you taken back to implement in your business from the conference?
Well, you really don't have time for me to tell you, but the one thing that I think everybody should know is that, and I've touched on this before in some other meetings, that there are no secrets. If a distributor needs to know, wants to learn what the people that are the big guns in the outfit are doing, then they can talk to them, and they'll tell them. There's just no secrets. Nobody hides anything from you. No one keeps their own little methods to themselves. They just help you, and that's key. And it's a great thing. It's super great. And I can't believe this outfit. I love it.
Great. Neil, are you out there?
I sure am, Tony.
Well, Neil, you were another winner in my recruiting contest. You were at the conference, and this was your first conference, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
What did you get out of it? I know that you were just on an incredible high and still are.
Yes, sir. It started here in Baltimore when I was getting on the airplane, just kind of like going back to my roots, and I knew that I was going to meet Jerry Thorne out there, and we got together, and in the first... 5 minutes, I learned something that I should have known. Well, maybe not, but the fact was that if I had a quick start and I put it under one of my other dealers, well, then he had 30 days to a quick start himself, and if that didn't happen, well, then he'd drop the ball and the guy would go underneath me. And I've been back in the business for a little over a year. I was back in the original one. So I got to spend a lot of time with Jerry. I got a lot time to spend with people at meals. And I know Joshua is on here, and just bless his heart. He said to me a while back, let's do an aircraft detail shop. And I said, well, to myself, I said, oh, well, we can't do that. But we did it. He stretched me. And although I'm under you, Tony, I'm out here in Baltimore with nobody else other than the Northeast people. You heard that, Joshua.
Yeah.
And so the point is that we are such a big, big family. We work together. I spoke to Rod when I was at the conference because I've been in another multi-level for many, many years. And he said, no, I don't see a conflict there, but I've read a book and says only do one at a time.
Yeah, because...
But... the upline in that other organization, I have not heard or spoken to anybody.
Just because it's two different pieces of paper.
So, people that I've spoken to on VoiceCom that called me up because of the aircraft detail, they were, I met them, and it was just so fantastic that to be immersed in this great organization that we have here.
You know, Neil, one of the things that I've got from both you and a couple of the other people who've been on the panel is something that was reiterated to me time in and time out in this business. You are in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And I think this DWG probably exemplifies that more than any other business I've ever even heard of.
That is correct. Another thing we saw was the high-profile table suitcase. That cardboard box that they come in is a hard thing. And if you weren't there, you wouldn't know it was there.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that, Neil, and I'm great for sharing about the airplane clinic. You just reiterated what Jim Adams always says, do it now, perfect it later, and you guys did it, and it came out fine, didn't it?
Yeah, and I got to say something else, and that is that I'm under you, Tony, and I'm out here in Baltimore, and you had said if I needed any help to give you a call, and I at the conference, I said, well, I think that's kind of lip service, but when I saw you win the award for the, and I don't remember the title, but you're there for everybody regardless, and it just blessed me so much, I can't explain it.
Right.
Thank you. That was really powerful when you said that to me. It meant a lot for even, you know, winning the award was one thing, but to be recognized for doing things, that is incredible. Dixon, did you manage to get on the call? Don't know if he got on the call or not. Dixon was at the conference also. We've got a few minutes left. Rod, I wanted to do some wrap-up and on some of the specials and things that the company, DWG, is running. Did you have one more special thing that you wanted to share with us?
One more special thing, Tony?
Oh, they're all special.
didn't I cover enough stuff?
Oh, you certainly did. But, you know, even the visionaries come up with one more thing in 10 minutes, you know.
First of all, I'm very jealous that the Joshua and family and Relinda and Lavelle are on the boat, and I'm here working my tail off and polishing cars, and they're out demoing on boats. This isn't fair.
Well, I'm looking forward to going out and demoing on boats here real soon.
Yeah, I guess we haven't heard from Captain Steve yet, but I assume that I think it's in November that the next group gets to go on, Rod.
Yeah, well, he'll contact you. But first of all, everybody, what I really, you know, in closing for me, you know, it's really important not to lose the vision, not to lose your dream. And don't let anybody steal your dream, and never, 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 never quit. Because dreams happen, visions happen, financial independence happens when you continue to do the same things over and over and over again without quitting. Just be enthusiastic.
Perfect.
Back to you, Tony.
Thanks, Rod. I wanted to just remind everybody that the new high-profile table's out, and it's free from now until further notice. With every high-profile table you buy, you will get a free case of PB10. That's exciting and really makes it great for everybody. And this one has some new graphics that I think will even be a little bit more of an eye-catcher. So that's really great. I want everybody to remember about the bonus pool. You've heard that the first place are $4,000, we're down on 10th place is $100, and somewhere in between, a lot of people are going to be happy. I know I want to be in that. I've been a bonus pool winner before. I know before we used to receive a phone call right from Rod Yank, and when you got that, you knew that something great was coming. And so I'm really excited about the bonus pool. I don't remember seeing any other product. Rod, is there any specials with quick starts, anything we're giving away? I haven't seen anything. I know there was one last month. Did that continue where we got some AEPPs with that? Do you know? Or? Okay. All right.
I think the bonus pool replaced all that.
Yeah, it certainly has. Well, I also wanted to recognize a few people. We just got a couple of minutes left. Last month, you know, you've heard a contest for recruiting. First place winner was Ken May. He has been recruiting and working with shows with me. He won. He made it to Jamaica last year. He's on the road to getting to the next all-inclusive. He was first place. Second place, you heard, there was shared between Neil Lockhart and Patrick Griffith. They won a case of PB10. And third place was John and Gail Pearson. They won a half a case. Our next call will be Wednesday, November 3rd at 2004, same time, same location. Another important thing to think about is this Saturday, October 9th, that we're having a potluck and a conference review at my home at in San Martin. If you bring a main course, salad, or dessert to share, we're going to have a People's Choice Award. Somebody will win a prize for that. Well, also, the person that brings the most distributed will win a prize. We hope to see you. Anybody within driving range would love to have you. We're going to go at a 10:30 for 11 o'clock start. We'll do a business briefing, and then we'll have potluck. And at 12, we'll go from 12 to 4 and review the conference. A lot of great stuff to share, and we're going to have a lot of people that were at the conference, and they will talk from their notes and everything. Anybody got any last comments?
My last comment is, Neil, fly us in. I'll come and pick you up.
I might hold you to that.
All righty. Well, I know being a pilot and all that you might end up actually having that capability. Anyway, thank
all
you
right.
Everyone.
And once again, good night, everyone, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the City of Dreams. Thank you.
Bye, all.
Bye, Liam.
Thanks, everyone.
You're welcome.
And special thanks to you, Rod. Hello, everybody. Tony Stafford here. Has anybody joined us this afternoon?
Hello, this is Leonette.
Hi, Leonette. It's Tony.
Hi, Anthony.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you. And Mr. Ken May called, and he will be 10 minutes late.
Okay.
I called, and I'm on time.
Yay! Who is this?
This is Griff.
Hey, Griff. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome.
We're way up here in foggy northwest corner of California.
Has
cool.
It been foggy on you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, Griff. I need you to be thinking about what you got from the conference when we get to that at the end, when we ask for people to give some feedback. So just think about one topic that you took away that will change your business, okay?
You mean I have to think?
Well, you probably don't. The enthusiasm we took from there was so incredible, you probably don't have to think about it.
Kind of true.
Tony Stafford, this is Joshua. We just logged on to the call.
Yay. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, Joshua.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We hear you had a wonderful time on Squirt the Dirt.
Oh, I'm still having a great time. In fact, I'm outside an incredible seafood restaurant here where we just had a very sumptuous dinner.
You're so awesome.
And I told my folks that I need to step outside and log on to the call for just a few minutes and then go back inside for dessert.
Well, that's dedication.
Thank you.
And I know that you have been busy while you've been out vacationing, I guess, living the life of the rich and famous, huh?
I'm enjoying that, but what's interesting about that, Tony, is that, you can get away from the business for a little bit, but the business can't get away from you.
That's for sure.
Because everywhere we go, when I start talking to people, they ask the question, so what do? You on a private yacht? what kind of business are you in?
So, yeah, that's so, right. And, of course, you had to tell them you're on this beautiful yacht for what you do for fun, huh?
Absolutely. So that's always a great segue to talking to the people. And, of course, I made a sale this morning right where we docked for the last few days. So I established somebody right there in Boca Grande in Florida. So, Tony, when it's my turn, I'm going to share more of that information with everybody.
Oh,
sure. Okay. Let's see. Who else we got joining us on the call?
Jim Mansell here.
Hey, Jim.
I just got to the telephone.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've got a number for Dixon. The one I had, I think, was for his daughter-in-law, and I haven't been able to get him. Maybe he might want to join on the call.
Okay, I told him about it last night.
Oh, great, great.
He has all the information.
Super. All right.
And he said he was going to join in.
Oh, awesome.
All right, who else have we got on the call? Somebody else join us?
Yeah, Pat Griffith in Reno, Nevada.
Hey, Patrick. I got there in front of Leanne. I shouldn't do this. She is such a great welcomer.
Well, Miss Morgan May, our infamous plus one, is with me, so you may hear her from time to time. I have grandma duties today.
Who else we got out there? Who else has joined us? Are you on the call, Rod, or have you gotten to us yet?
Of course I've gotten to you.
I knew you were just being quiet to see what we were saying. Welcome to the call, Rod.
Okay.
We're going to take and give a few people a little bit of opportunity to get in on a call here, and we'll probably go in about a minute, okay?
Hi, Tony. This is Jim Benz.
Hey, Jim. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
I know you're going to bring that new half-oxidized car to the potluck this weekend, right?
You betcha. You wouldn't believe it. I got to mask that thing off on the left side and shine her up on the right side. Think you need a paint job? Try my polish.
Well, that's a nice one-liner.
Yeah, now, what is this car again? Share with everybody what that car is.
It's a 1988 Fiero GT.
Okay. Super. All right, we're going to get started in just about 30 seconds. We got time to welcome anybody else that's joined us on the call. All right. Just about 15 more seconds, and then we'll be ready to begin.